think we're recording.
No, I think something's changing around the ship. That's my hope, I guess. I see some good things.
Well, if there's any hope out there, there's lots of people out there right now. Although, yeah, that's... I got that.
So you went fishing?
I'm on top of this.
No, you're not sure the board...
So Roy?
I was actually wanting to call.
Yes, ma'am.
I sent a text to Joe telling him it was time. Have you heard anything from him?
I have not, and I have two calls into him.
Okay.
He's left Sturgis, he's on the road somewhere.
Oh.
And at 3:00, they're probably not gonna get him because he's probably gonna be riding.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to give him a call and see if we can get ahold of him?
Yes.
He's probably gonna be traveling.
So you don't mind delaying just a little bit?
No, you tell him when...
Because it's 3, right?
Yeah, 2:58 for sure, but no.
No, he's not available.
I don't mind.
Okay, so we aren't gonna have Joe?
No.
Is...
Not right now.
I thought Martha was gonna be here, that was...
Can we call her?
Jeez.
Real quick?
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Sure enough.
Anyway, I like that.
You like it?
You know, I think last is free, and you give everybody else a sense of scale.
What's that? You flew up there or...
We flew.
So when you're flying over this giant mountain...
Hi, do you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Forest and mountains.
So this is good, I'm gonna put you over on the table.
Look at that, I think I...
So Joe is here. Do you know? We were, okay. So Joe is here. Do you have Martha's...
Hey, Joe.
Phone number?
Hey, guys.
Tell us what's happening on your world, Joe.
Lots of concerts. It's 90-some-odd degrees here. Been swimming all day. That's about it.
Hang up on him.
We're gonna hang up now, Joe.
Am I gonna hang up now?
No, we're gonna hang up on you.
Okay.
No, we're just kidding, Joe, don't go to work.
I know, I'm just joking.
Do you have it?
And there's lots of noise here.
Tell him he's being taped.
Yeah, you're on speakerphone too, Joe.
I know, I'm listening to that.
So are we waiting on a return call from Martha?
Danielle's trying to reach her.
Yeah, I wanna get up there, Richard, and I'm gonna look as far as that story right here. Next summer, for a summer. There's a bounty fishery out there. I think it's called Pikey Minnows.
Oh.
Is what I called it?
What would you just call it, squatter?
Exactly. $5 a pop. And so I'm building a boat. Not had a use for it yet. And now I know the use for that boat next summer.
So the top rod on that thing, it's over $100,000 a year.
I read that.
Kathy?
Yes.
What is the difference between...
Builder called Northern Pike.
OBDD loan and a SQWF loan, when they're both IFA.
And it's the individual, see this one is the boardwalk.
Right.
Park improvement, it's just a breakdown of where they are.
Yeah, but what's the, you know, is this a different IFA? This one's got OBDD and these have IFA, whatever those initials stand for.
This is Oregon Business Development, da-da-da-da. It's still the same, but they changed their name.
Okay.
And you've got the loan numbers. I can't get any of the original loans without the loan number. So I'm gonna have to get that printout too. You got that from Ken? You got that? No answer?
No, I have her personal number in my office. I called her office, I don't have...
So Roy, let's go ahead and start the meeting.
Okay.
There are still, and we'll wait for Martha to show up. When she shows up, we'll introduce her. there are still some things under executive session that I can bring up to speed on without her being present.
Okay. We're going to bring to order the regular court meeting here for Tuesday, August 7th, 2018 at 3 o'clock. Can we get a roll call, Danielle, please?
Ken Range.
Here.
Richard Heath.
Here.
Roy Davis.
Here.
Wesley Faraccioli.
Here.
Joe Spear.
Here.
Kathy Lindley Hall.
Here.
Okay.
Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the agenda, I would like to add a small item under new business, and I'd like that to become item C if the board approves it. And I would like that topic to be port document loan papers from the state. Is the board, Wes, you okay with that?
Yep.
Richard?
Fine.
Ken, you okay with that?
Okay.
Okay. So item C will be port document loan papers from the state. Can we get an approval of the agenda as amended?
Move to approve the amended agenda.
A second.
Roll call, Danielle.
Ken Range.
Yes.
Richard Heath.
Aye.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Wesley Faraccioli.
Yes.
Joe Spear. Joe?
Did you say Joe? Yes. I can barely hear Danielle.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Okay, so there are no agenda-related public comments. There's no old business for today's meeting. So going into new business, item 5, alphabet A, memo of understanding MOU with Harbor Sanitary. Kathy?
So Kelly and I, Kelly, the manager of Harbor Sanitary, and I had a meeting. Boy, I've forgotten the date. Anyway, we had a meeting last week. And we each had two of our commissioners to make sure that we got along, and we got along fine. We came to an understanding of the responsibilities that the port has to Harbor Sanitary District's equipment from their lines. Joe, can you hear me okay? I'll move closer. So anyway, we had the managers meeting, and we both decided that so we didn't lose the momentum of the meeting that the two of us had, that we would come to a memo of understanding, and you all haven't seen it until just now. It's the single sheet, and I'll read it to you. The purpose of this memo of understanding is to facilitate communications between the Port of Brookings Harbor, port staff, and Harbor Sanitary District, HSD staff, with respect to port employees when assessing, modifying, removing, or exposing equipment or structures owned by HSD. The procedure: when port employees intend to access, expose, modify, move, or remove any equipment or structures owned or routed to HSD, a work order will be prepared by the port manager. The work order will briefly describe the location and extent of the intended work, date of the work, and responsible employee. The work order will be conveyed by the port manager to their designee, to the HSD manager, prior to the work commencing. The HSD manager or their designee will review the work order and initial to indicate their concurrence. In the event that the work is caused by an emergency that will affect public health and safety or cause damage to port property, it is not intended that the port delay immediate repairs to correct the situation. The port manager will notify the HSD manager as soon as possible following the event. At least quarterly, the port manager and the HSD manager shall meet to discuss and confirm that these procedures are being followed and that they adequately address normal operations and interactions between the port and HSD. The port, as a customer of HSD, understands that port facilities must comply with HSD, Department of Environmental Quality, and other state agency rules, restrictions, and guidelines. And then on this memo of understanding, there is a line for me to sign and for Kelly to sign.
Very good, Kelly. Very good. So in your opinion, and the other two commissioners that were present at that meeting went well? Sounds like it did.
Oh, I thought it went really well.
Yeah, it did. Sounds like it went well. But were you there, Gary? Which one of your commissioners were there?
Tony was there.
Tony was there?
I have
you were made aware of it by your...
No.
Nope.
By your
this is the first. That's right. I'll find out Tuesday because we've got a meeting.
Right. Okay. But your chairman didn't notify you?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
All right. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
I have one suggestion.
Yeah.
HSD can have one of their employees present at any work we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Absolutely. I agree.
So I think that should be incorporated in the memo.
Where? This is just a draft, so
I know.
Work at it. Tell me where.
Okay.
Do you know where it needs to go?
Well, we'll just put it in this paragraph. So just
okay.
Put it in time on the work being completed.
So I want to applaud Richard's stepping forward and actually drafting this. And when he floated it past me, it seemed like there was one or two things that might have been missing, but I never did land on what it might have been. So again, there was... Tony, did you have anything that you recall that's... Not here? No. Okay. Nope. For some reason, I have renamed you, sir. So, and then there was a couple of other things that had come up. So, will you say what time it is and that Martha has arrived? Roy?
Yes. It's 3:10, Tuesday, August 7th, 2018, and the port's lawyer, Martha, has arrived at the meeting.
Thank you. So, so again, this is just a draft. There were a couple of other things that happened at the meeting, and I'm going to have more conversation with Kelly. It was suggested... As you know, we have too much sand that gets into the bathroom at the RV park. And the port has some sand filters to go into the drains that are not in the showers to catch additional sand. Also, it was suggested that instead of putting up a pony wall in front of the entrance to the bathrooms, that the entrances be relocated on the side and the whole front be sealed up. And it's going to be spendy. When Travis and I talked about it, the beginning cost we thought would maybe be $10,000. But both from the port's point of view, we'd like to have reassurances from Harbor Sand that will buy us... That'll show good faith on the port's behalf and delay on the letter that we got that said the full extent of what they could hurt us. Mm-hmm. So when it's a $5,000 investment, to have that investment go maybe through the winter is really good. But to have double that kind of investment, you know, I'd like to have a longer reassurance or guidelines from Harbor Sand. Ideally, the bathroom would be switched in for in, where the total opening would be opposite of the ocean waves, and we wouldn't have that high wave action that gets in and tears up all the machinery. So anyway, that is that's something that I will be coming back to the commission and asking for that expenditure. And you know, October is probably a good month to do that. But the way the time has been flying, it's going to be here before we can catch a breath.
Do you have another meeting with Kelly on your calendar, Kathy, in the near future?
Not yet. But the communications, the avenues of communication are good. Okay. And you're going to have a meeting on Tuesday night, you said? So I need to send her an email about that I just talked about for some additional reassurances. Additionally, I found out today, and I don't know why I hadn't thought about it, when we're going through this revamp, I'd like to see an additional outdoor shower, or at least a knee down wash, foot wash. When we have the surfers go into the showers, and that's where they're washing off their wetsuits. And you think about all the sand that's on those wetsuits. That is so much more impacting.
Yeah, you're right.
I hadn't even thought about it, but I was told that today by somebody that is down there often and sees it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, wow, that's huge. Yeah, it's really huge. So, that's what I have to say about the MOU.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Kathy, and I'd also like to thank the other two commissioners that went with you, and most of all, getting the avenue of communications back open with Harbor Sanitary District, because I know it's been at the least minimal.
There were a number of other things that came up, and we're proactive.
Good.
So it's really good.
One of my take homes from this sitting and listening at this meeting is that I think it's actually in everybody's best interest to have as many people in this loop know where that stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
In the ground. I mean, actually have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you know, as people turn over down here, that institutional memory gets lost. Exactly. Pretty quick, everybody's going, well, I know that sewer line's here someplace.
And maybe some maps, you know, drafted and put on file. I mean, if we're going to do all this research and know where all they're at, it would be very simple to take some notes and draw a crude map and give it to Danielle and have her incorporated into a professional.
Even a photo.
Photos, absolutely.
If you have the trench open and you've got the line there and something, mm-hmm. just back up with your phone and take a picture.
Yeah.
And
put a number or an ID or something there beside it. And, yeah,
my other thought is that we should probably have a similar MOU with the water district. Just for the same reason. So
Joe, can you hear everything that's going on? Joe?
Says Joe? Oh, you're here. Okay. Can you hear what's going on?
I can hear you really well and Roy, but I can just barely hear like Danielle or Richard or anyone else talking.
Okay. Let's try this again.
Okay. So if the commissioners are of a consensus, I will work with an arrangement with Harbor Water. The port employees have worked really well with Herman, but it's the same thing. things get opened. Court practices in the past was just to lay a water line without letting anybody know. It's one of Herman's problems, and Kelly has stated this too, and there are some serious issues with the communications of the
Harbor. Are you good with that direction on having Kathy get an MOU with Harbor's water supply?
Yes.
And it would be similar, if not exactly, with the one that goes with corrections.
Joe, are you good with that?
Yeah,
for an MOU with Harbor Water, a memorandum of understanding.
Okay.
Yes. So that's unanimous for you, Kathy.
Okay, so that's great. And it doesn't need to be a motion until you actually have the finished document in front of you.
And just for everybody's knowledge, the man that Herman, that Kathy's talking about, has been around for 30 years.
I can't even, yeah.
I can't remember when Herman wasn't around.
Exactly.
He was their outdoors operation guy forever, and now he's actually their manager?
I'm
second in command?
At the very least. Do you know his title? No. He's the go-to guy.
Yeah, he's very easy to work with.
And yeah, there were any number of incidences describing water lines that got laid when nobody knew about it. Anyway, so that's what we'll do on that. Do you want to go to the next one?
Yeah, signature approval.
Okay, so the signature approval that I'm asking for has to do with, it initially started because Harbor Sanitary District is going forward with a conditional use permit, even though the property is not in their property has not been transferred yet out of the port ownership to them. Excuse me. Apparently, the process is time-consuming, and they were hoping to get that started. With your permission, I can sign that document, or all of you have to. And there are, from time to time, there are some other documents that call for the owner of port properties to sign. And I can't give you an example right now. I don't want a blanket okay on that, and I didn't necessarily want it to be a resolution because it reminds me that you have to be informed.
As long as it's in a meeting and it's recorded on the minutes for Kathy to sign that document, I don't have a problem with that if the rest of the board does not.
The document you're talking about is the pumping station that...
The conditional use permit to go forward with the county.
It's just a permit.
I'm good with it.
You good, Wes?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Kathy.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Don't forget Joe.
Joe.
Yes, I heard part of that.
Okay, we're taking a vote to direct Kathy and give her approval from the board and recorded by the minutes at a regular meeting that she has the approval to sign a conditional permit form for Harbor Sanitary land purchase on the south end of port property. We got a four unanimous vote here.
That's what I thought you were talking about. That's a yes on me too.
Okay, Joe. So that's unanimous 5, Kathy.
Okay.
Moving to new business, item C, port document loan papers from the state. I would like to request and direct Kathy, with the approval of the rest of the board members, to obtain port loan documents, any and all, from the state of Oregon having to do with the port's debt.
And that's the original loan documents.
The original loan documents, that is correct, Kevin.
And that would be the documents that would set the terms and conditions of the loan?
That is correct.
And what our limitations are?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Joe, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, we get a yay or nay from you, Joe?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Kathy, you have a 5-vote unanimous vote to direct you to proceed to go to the state and ask for report documents concerning original loans, conditions, and terms.
Okay.
No further new business at this time. I have no non-agenda related public comments.
Roy.
Yes, sir.
Do you want an update on the Coast Guard boat?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be fast.
The public still here.
When I brought it up with last meeting with Brad Fromberg, I was unaware, apparently the rest of the board was unaware, that the Westport, Washington Marine Museum had contacted Gary, almost a year ago, I guess, and was interested in the boat. And they are coming tomorrow?
This week. Are you available for that?
Possibly. But they have expressed interest. They want to move the boat to Westport, restore the boat, and it'll be included in their museum. I talked to Brad. He is still interested in the boat if they do not want it. The historical society that was put together for the preservation of the boat is transferring the money they have to the museum, the Westport Museum. And before you put that in the paper, we need to confirm it with, but that's what Howard told me this morning.
Well, and they haven't shown up yet to look at the vessel.
Right. But then Joanne Cady is still in the loop as far as the, and she's the person who bought the boat originally and brought it here. She's in the loop as far as, and her significant other just died, so she's having a little difficulty. But something is going to happen with the 44 in the very near future, which would be great. Mm-hmm. If it's restored in a museum, if it sits out there, it's going to deteriorate and be gone. Then we'll have to pay to deal with the junk pile.
Correct. Correct. I think that would be a proud thing to do. I also met with Brad. I went through the boat with him, and I probably hadn't been on the boat in over 5 years. And when I went into that engine room, everything was corroded, heavily corroded. Those engines have zincs in them. They're long gone. So what happens then is all the metal starts to try to protect itself, and it hasn't done very well in the last 5 years, I can tell you. Brad was very thorough. We were probably there for 2 hours, and the guy was he was very, very serious. He did not leave no stone unturned. He was a very knowledgeable man, very, very, I enjoyed my time with him. And at the historical museum, we're talking about the Westport.
Maritime Museum.
Is that the one, Kathy, that I'm thinking, the big one up in Astoria?
No, this is Westport, Washington.
So it's a different museum.
Yeah, okay. It's on North. And it's my understanding, I thought that they intend to use it for Sea Scouts.
I think somebody mentioned that. Was that you?
I'm not sure on that one, but they have a Coast Guard boat already on display, and they also operate a lighthouse. They're not a, they have some wherewithal to do what they're saying, want to do.
Oh, and just to, by the way, one of the people that is a part of the Maritime Museum in Westport also ran this 44.
Oh my. So if nobody's been to the Maritime Museum in Astoria, I encourage you to put that on your list. I've never been to the one in Westport, but I think it'd be a very honorable thing for that boat and Joanne Cady in this port if it was, where somebody had some money and some volunteer time. Yeah. History has proven that it's not gonna happen in this port no time soon with all the other issues that this port is trying to solve, so.
Along that line, one of the questions that had come up was if the 44 had accumulated storage fees. And we have no storage fees on our records. But something that is potentially that large, the commissioners would have to make a motion to waive any storage fees that might be applicable to the 44. That's way beyond my ability to take care of.
There's no agreement? From the time it showed up here, there was no agreement signed about storage?
I can't find anything.
We owned it. Why would there be storage fees?
Well, and that's still a question, too, as to whether the port has actually owned it.
But it's been assumed.
There are a lot of people, because it's on port property, have assumed.
Well, that ownership went to...
the museum.
Joanne Cady is the one who bought it. There's no, quote, legal title. It's strictly a bill of sale. She cannot find it. That was the last I heard. And Howard, well, Jim Relaford, Howard Tingley, and Dick Lasky were the last three of the...
officers?
Well, yeah, they were the signatures required on their group that was going to restore the boat. So they do not have a title to the boat.
And I don't recall ever them becoming the owner. There was a little thing, a nonprofit formed.
Right.
Right. But that's the three that are, right. And that group has dissolved.
Right. But they had money left. Ownership of that boat should have been the port all along, because Joanne Cady donated it to this port. We accepted that donation.
That's what's being researched right now.
Yeah.
Did she donate it to the port, or did she donate it to the...
I thought she donated it to the 501(c).
Yeah.
Which is the maritime...
That wasn't formed when she donated. That came a long time after that.
Well, a couple of years. Yeah.
So I guess there's some research that needs to be done.
Either way, if there was no agreement at some point signed that says, yeah, you're going to pay this much money, then... I don't know what there is for us to dissolve.
I want to make sure that nobody thinks it's my decision.
I don't think you can just keep going back in the past and saying, oh yeah, we're going
agreed.
To now
right.
have some kind
absolutely.
Of storage.
Agreed.
You got to do that up front, mm-hmm. and then we all know where we are. Mm-hmm. But to try and, here we are, trying to reconstruct it. So.
You agree with that, Wes?
Yep. I don't even know when the boat was moved. That should be, well, Ted had it moved, if I remember.
Coast Guard had it
moved. They had it
Coast
moved,
Guard
but the port,
it, yeah.
the port well, employees moved the boat over here. So.
That would have been employees ago. Anyway, I agree with Richard that we should just...
If it doesn't exist,
comes,
we can't charge.
When time
okay.
comes, we'll make a motion.
Okay.
We need to do better in the future.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, even if we agree to not charge storage fees, we should at least have some sort of a formal record that says this boat is here, and our deliberation is that because it's a nonprofit 501(c)(3), we're not going to charge fees for it. Mm-hmm. And then it's in writing.
Right. The worst case scenario, to me, would be if we had to claim storage fees on the boat, and you can go back and make them a minimal, which would then the society, the Preservation Society does not want the boat. If Joanne Cady does not want the boat, and she's in agreement that it can go up there, then we can put a lien on the boat, get the quote legal title, and it's not going to be registered as a watercraft anymore, unless they want to do it at Westport.
Yeah, they can do it in Washington.
And, you know, go through the normal lien procedure you would on any other boat that's left in the boneyard. So
it's
I don't
just,
see it being, you know, it might take a little paperwork, but...
And I think Danielle's aware of how to do that.
Well, they've been through it a lot. It is time-consuming, and it's like 2 months, 3 months process. So it is there is a time frame.
So do we want to start that process now?
I think we better do the research first. Mm-hmm. Joanne in the past has, and Travis remembers seeing her box of documents, and everything was there. The port just never got any copies of it.
Jim Relaford is supposed to have all the documents on the boat.
Have we contacted Jim yet, Ken?
I have not spoken to him, but Howard, I talked to him yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's talking, but again, Joanne Cady's significant other just died
yes,
in the last few days, I guess. So Howard will get back to me on what her wishes are, and if there's any, you know, restrictions or anything that she's concerned about. And if she's not concerned, it's all, yeah, send the boat to Washington.
Okay. You agree, Wes?
Yes.
Okay. Joe, you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Richard.
Before you go to executive session, can we talk about the next regular meeting agenda?
We can talk about anything we want to talk about before we go in there. We ask the public to leave. Yes.
So at the next regular meeting, which is 2 weeks from Thursday, I would like to have on the agenda a discussion about the transient dock by the boat ramp.
Okay. And that's the one that sports that, okay.
Right, that we dealt with Marine Board on. And also on the agenda, a discussion about special use permit application.
For what?
Special use permit application.
Oh, special permit.
So when we have an event here, that thing that they fill out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So the event form that we're using right now,
right,
that you all got copies of.
Right.
Okay. So this is the next meeting, and there was just the two, discuss the transient dock in Basin One, and the event form that we're using. Okay.
You understand that, Joe?
Most of it, yeah.
Okay, so on the agenda for the regular meeting coming up,
yeah,
we're going to have on that agenda discussion on the transient dock over by Pacific Harvester Seafood at the boat launch ramp. And we're also going to add on the agenda a special event application for discussion.
Okay.
You good with that, Wes?
Yes.
Okay, and if you have any other things that come up, you know, be sure to let me know.
You got anything, Wes?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So for now, our agenda looks good.
Something that comes up. Okay.
Okay. Wes, do you have anything to discuss or mention before we go into executive session?
No.
So, except for Wes, I was able to describe to Joe and to Roy about Jack Aiken's suggestion on fixing our culvert, and we've started it. One of the documents you have talks about repair of that. When Travis did the removal, and some of you have seen that, that went under my $5,000 allowable, but the repair will be different. So just giving you a heads up on that.
And for the public's knowledge, Jack Aiken is our ports engineer, consultant guy. And he also mentioned at the end of the culvert, and this has to do with Harbor Sanitary District, that one of our culverts, he also recommends that we clean it out. There's root wads growing in it. There's obstruction in it. So it's not flowing properly. It's not letting the debris and the sand get out like it should. It's backing up when it rains really super hard. So Jack discovered that recently on his tour.
And Travis and Brent exposed it.
Okay.
So it's all exposed and the root roads are gone. And
so that's been taken care of.
As far as exposing it, it's the repair that we're going to be talking about,
right,
at the future meeting.
It's got to be exposed, cut off, and sleeved.
Mm-hmm.
Extend back out where it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Roy?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to break in, but that storm drain would not be Harbor Sanitary. That would be all under the county. We don't do anything with storm drains.
Okay.
Yeah.
I misunderstood that. Mm. Okay. But anyway, we have.
So we're going to have that repair to face when Jack gives us more specialized information. So okay. I wanted to bring that up for the next meeting also.
Did Travis cut that box off, that back splash preventer box off? You know, if he did.
I think we're going to discuss that. in a while.
Okay. All right.
Are there any other discussion from the board on any items?
Quick update on Sam?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's good.
So as of July 29th, Oregon in total has got 1,550 Chinook. Of those, 712 are here, so more than half.
How much? 700?
712 of the 1,550. Oh, almost half. They caught 3,018 coho north of us. As of August 2nd, we have caught 1,873 pounds of halibut here on our recreational fishery. That's 70, we have 79% of the quota left, which is not good. But Ken's putting a dent in it.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
Oh, as long as I'm on hold, can I just go one more thing?
Sure.
So tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
OFW is coming down here for a meeting on halibut and rockfish. Okay. And there is an issue that you will allow me, I will represent us on, and that is a request to split the coast into two parts for rockfish allocation. Currently, 70% of the rockfish habitat occurs from Cape Arago south, so from Charleston south. 60% of the harvest occurs north of Florence.
Oh.
So we're in a situation last year when we shut the rockfish season down because we had exceeded our quota on both yellow-eye and black rockfish. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the request for them would be to divide the coast at the Florence South Jetty and establish a quota for the south and a quota for the north based on whatever formula they want to come up with. If I was in a management position, I would say, well, you got to look at the amount of habitat you have and base your quota on that. But so I doubt if much will be done, but if it's okay with you, I would represent that to them.
Absolutely.
And I
would.
I have a little different slant now that I'm a port commissioner, economically as well as recreationally, because we can't afford to lose rockfish.
Okay. I absolutely am a yes to have Richard Heap represent the Port of Brookings.
Have it be in a motion. Somebody make a motion. Did you hear all of that, Joe?
Yeah. What? When you say most of it all these times, Joe, what are you missing out here on?
If he misses it, how does he know?
Okay, I'm just making sure you ain't listening to some music or something.
No, it's pretty quiet right here.
All right, you just got louder, so you got closer to your phone.
I move to approve that.
You're making that motion?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll second that motion to have Richard Heap represent the Port of Brookings Harbor Board and its staff to go to the meeting, ODFNW, and represent the Port of Brookings Harbor.
Okay.
Ken Range?
Yes.
Richard Heap?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Wesley Caraccioli?
Yes.
Joe Spear?
Yes.
Okay, so a lot of good information. Thank everybody for coming to the meeting today. Anything you, Kathy, left?
Nope, we're ready.
All right, so that being said, at 3:41, Tuesday, August 7th, 2018, we are going to adjourn out of public sector and adjourn into executive session.